This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why did the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast the month of Sha'ban? In the very same hadith that I shared with you at the beginning, continuing that hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then said, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is the month in which the deeds are taken up to the Lord of the worlds. Allahu Akbar. And this is a massive event. This is one of the huge events of the entire year. It's happening now in the month of Sha'ban, that the deeds are going to be raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, deeds being raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happen in three ways. There is every single day at Fajr time, your deeds are raised. And at Asr time, your deeds are raised. Right? This is a daily taking up of your deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every 12 hours or less, your deeds are going up to Allah azza wa jal. Then there's a type in where every 72 hours, your deeds are going up to Allah azza wa jal. And that is Monday and Thursday. Mondays, your deeds go up to Allah. Thursday, your deeds go up to Allah. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast Monday and Thursday. And then there is this grand event in where it is a yearly event. And that is your deeds, all of them go to up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once a year. And this happens in the month of Sha'ban, Allahu A'lam which day. But it is going to happen in this month. This is a grand event. How can people neglect this month and not care about the worship of Allah when the most important event in your entire life is going to happen very soon, Allahu A'lam which day and which night it will happen? Our deeds are going to go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. Allahu Akbar. 1 year of your life, 365 days of your life are going to be raised to Allah azza wa jal during this month. 365 days. How many days of them did you fast? 365 nights will be raised. Allah azza wa jal came down in each night of these nights. How many of them did you get up for night prayer and dua and istighfar and reading Quran? 365 days. How many of them did you pray with al-jama'ah, salat al-fajr and the other prayers? How many pages of the Quran did you read in 365 days that are going to be raised to Allah Azza wa Jal? Allahu Akbar. 365 days of deeds are going to be raised to Allah during this month. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, every small and every great thing has been recorded. All of it is going to go up to Allah Azza wa Jal. 365 days and nights of what the angels have been recording for you and against you, whether you're aware of your deeds or not, are going to all be taken to Allah Azza wa Jal in any day of these days of Sha'ban. Every word you spoke and every look and every glance and every step, every backbiting, every fitna you fell into, every haram, and every good action, all of it will be raised to Allah Azza wa Jal during this month. Allahu A'lam which day, Allahu A'lam which night of Sha'ban it's going to go up. Last Ramadan will be raised these coming days. The last Laylatul Qadr will be raised during these days. Therefore, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to understand that we are not dealing with easy days now. These are the most crucial and important days of the year. As I said to you, Ramadan are the most rewarding days. But these days here are crucial, are important. They're important. And the question is, will Allah Azza wa Jal accept your deeds or not? Or will they be rejected? Will this record now that is going to be raised to Allah, your record of 365 days, is it going to earn you the paradise? Is it going to bring you a step closer to the paradise or not? Will Allah Azza wa Jal be pleased with it or not? Or will it displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Allahu Akbar. But this is why I tell you, this is the most intense event of the year. And how can people be heedless? This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. And if you're fasting, you're in a state of tawbah. So if your deeds are presented to Allah Azza wa Jal, while you are in a state of fasting, in a state of tawbah, then bi-ithnillah, bi-ithnillah, by the permission of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept your good deeds and will forgive your bad deeds and He'll forgive your shortcomings. Allahu Akbar.